This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Josh Lober of ES Chat. Josh, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks for contacting us, Donnie.
So, always out there looking for new products and new services, and you guys have just announced a new offering called ES Chat Now. Can you tell us about this?
Sure. ES Chat Now is a service offering based on our ES Chat push to talk product. Now it's a bundled turnkey service which includes wireless data and push to talk all on a single plan, and of course covers nationwide communications, all for a low price. We're offering ES Chat Now for $29 per month.
Okay, and so, you know, I guess, how is this different from what I get with ES Chat? Now, with ES Chat, I can put that on my phone, but I'm still having to pay for the wireless plan and very often a very expensive phone, right? How is this different?
Yeah. ES Chat Now is a service that's running on a device from a company called Telo. It's a TE390 device, and it's a small LTE radio. It has a small two-line OLED display. So it's really kind of targeted at the market where somebody may be using or may need an FRS or a low-end LMR type of solution. It doesn't do phone calls, so it is a standalone unit. The Now service includes group calling and location tracking on the units, but the Now users are fully compatible with all of the other ES Chat components. So if a business has ES Chat running on Android and iOS or PC, they can all communicate with the ES Chat Now users, and in fact, dispatchers can track the location of the ES Chat Now users. The difference is with the small Telo 390 radios, there's no display to be able to send messages or really look at maps.
All right. Now, with ES Chat on my phone, you know, typically I'm going to have some kind of nationwide carrier. Or, you know, a regional carrier with nationwide roaming. In this case, what is my usage footprint for coverage?
So it is a nationwide footprint, services with the major carriers. As we evolve the service, we're certainly testing and offering different service based on your area, and that will evolve over time. Basically, these devices aren't phones, so they're really IoT types of devices. And of course, they're voice, so in the grand scheme of things in today's market, they're really narrow band and fit well within a solid nationwide calling plan.
Okay, so that makes more sense as to why the service price is so low. What is that, $29 per month?
That's correct. And the Telo 390 device we're also offering. We sell it direct for $228. However, users that sign up for a 2-year service agreement will get the device for free.
Okay. And so for that $29 a month from a service plan standpoint, what kind of talk time are we talking about?
So currently in the initial offering, it's approximately 28 hours of push-to-talk calling time per month. And when we talk about push-to-talk time, that's time when a user is either transmitting or receiving audio. It's not the total time on call. Any dead air during the call, that wouldn't be considered push-to-talk time.
Okay, wow, that would seem to go, that would seem to be plenty in a push-to-talk world, right?
Yeah, that's more than sufficient for most users. It's also notable that these devices, you can also configure to your Wi-Fi network. So, you know, for users that are in a an environment, whether it's a logistics facility or a hospitality environment that do have Wi-Fi, you can configure the device to run on Wi-Fi, and that won't be cutting into any of your monthly usage. You could really go unlimited at that point. Of course, the push-to-talk service itself is unlimited.
Okay, all right. And from a voice quality standpoint, you guys are always been very well known for the voice quality of ES Chat. Is it any different on ES Chat now?
No, it's the same codecs. It's the same voice quality that you would expect, and it's a nice device. It works really well. We're very happy with it, and we expect good things from it.
Okay. What are some of the use cases where you think this is going to fit, and maybe, is this something that people should use in a mission critical situation?
Our view is that initially it's for kind of commercial business markets, maybe delivery companies or towing companies or companies where they want their users to have communications, but they don't necessarily want to pay for a phone or do anything to encourage users from using a phone while they're, when they shouldn't be, like when they're driving. So having a true kind of walkie-talkie device fulfills those needs. We weren't intending the service to be used in a mission-critical environment. That said, we'll see what people think. It's not where we're focusing the product. But the important thing for us is this is another element that fits within our ecosystem. So as I said, the ES Chat Now service users can talk to ES Chat users on all their smartphone devices, but also any of the systems that integrate with ES Chat, whether that be a land mobile radio system, a dispatch system, a mission critical recording system, or logging system. Everything is transparent, and ES Chat Now will work with all of those other networks.
Okay. And is this something that maybe somebody could put, hey, I'll have a cache of radios with this maybe in the background and then roll them out? Is there, in a situation where, suddenly, we've got a bunch of volunteers helping out with an event or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great use case, in particular because the device, and one of the reasons we chose the device was that for its simplicity. There's no real user interface. There's a channel selector knob. On the OLED display, you see what channel you're choosing, but you can also get audio enunciation. It will tell you what channel you're on, but there's no training involved. You pick it up, it's got a push to talk button, and you wait for the grant tone and you speak. It does have some nice accessories. It does have a belt clip available, as well as a coil code remote speaker mic. So from an ease of deployment and simplified training perspective, it's tough to beat this kind of solution.
Okay. And I know you guys are announcing this now. Is this actually available immediately, or is this something that you're announcing now and it'll be available later on in the year?
So we've announced it now. We have the first tranche of radios coming in the next 2 weeks. So we will be deploying systems as soon as we come back from IWCE. We'll have some of the devices with us and functional at IWCE. So come by the booth and give it a try.
All right. Well, congratulations, Josh, and thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
You bet. Thanks for your time, Donnie. All right.